on Wednesday's Day to Day wants to talk about books, knowing that some listeners may sneer at the idea of a book segment from a show that's produced in Los Angeles. Books, here, reviewer Adam Kirsch has had enough of that kind of talk.
As an L.A. native, I found it a strange experience to read the Library of America's recent anthology called Writing Los Angeles. Where I expected to find the city itself, there was only a carnival of metaphors. Again and again, writers with the briefest experience of Los Angeles use it as a blank screen on which to project their own fantasies, prophecies, and fears. For Nathaniel West in The Day of the Locust, it was famously a dream dump, a sargasso of the imagination in which civilization is reduced to plaster, canvas, lath, and paint. H.L. Mencken thought that, quote, there are more morons collected in Los Angeles than in any other place on earth. Aldous Huxley wrote that the truest patriots, it may be, are those who pray for a national calamity to wipe the smile off the face of Joy City. The real problem, however, is not the city, but the people who write about it. The classic descriptions of Los Angeles are written by visitors, who spend only a few weeks or months in the city, or by the imported slaves of Hollywood, who act out their rebellion against the city at large. They're even written by natives aiming mainly for an audience somewhere else. Or so it often seems. But a new collection of essays and articles by and about L.A. writers offers a more hopeful view. It's called The Misread City, and one of its editors is Dana Gioia, the new chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. In his essay called On Being a California Poet, Gioia expresses the dilemma of the L.A. writer, quote, the classics of English, Shakespeare, Milton, Pope, Keats, and Tennyson, are my classics. And yet this rich literary heritage often stands at one remove from the experiential reality of the West. There's no use listening for a nightingale in the scrub oaks and chaparral, unquote. The challenge of using an old language to describe a new world has produced some of the classic literature of the last century, from Ireland to the West Indies. To do the same, Los Angeles literature should follow Gioia's advice and ignore the issue of authenticity. Visitor after visitor has told the world that L.A. is a simulacrum, a fiction, a perfect imitation, in the words of Umberto Eco. But Christopher Isherwood, who lived in the city for half of his life, was closer to the truth when he wrote that, quote, it is silly to say that Hollywood or any other city is unreal. When L.A. achieves the literature that The Misread City proves it is capable of, no one will dare to say it again.
Critic Adam Kirsch, he writes for The New York Sun and also for Slate.